So this is Rolando de Aguiar with the Philadelphia IMC in Washington, D.C. on Friday, March 22nd. Angels of the Public Interest demonstration in front of the FCC building.
And it must be very cold. I can hear you shivering.
Yeah, I am. It's very windy. It's a nice sunny day, but about 50 degrees too cold. But it's got a pretty good-sized group out here anyway. A lot of people down from Philadelphia, some from New York, a couple of guys up from Chapel Hill, so East Coast is represented well. And we're here to, the group is, most of the people here are here to protest against, media consolidation, the reduction of rules that the FCC, FCC has removed some rules regarding media consolidation so that single owners can own large percentages of media outlets within a single market.
Your basic deregulation.
Exactly. Yeah, deregulation and, further. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just an element of the greater deregulation in the telecom industry.
Well, what is the opposition like out on the streets today?
We got probably 50 to 100 people dressed as angels. This is in regard to, in response to a comment that FCC Chairman Powell made last year that he waited all night for the angel of the public interest to appear, but she did not come. So today is kind of an effort to have the angel of the public interest and all of her friends show up and show Chairman Powell that there is a public interest that cares about what he does with regard to telecommunications deregulation.
Well, that's excellent. Is there much of a police presence on the streets of Washington,
D.C.? You know, it's interesting. They were in front of a building, and the police have been around, but have not really been in the way. This is a permitted demonstration. So far, there hasn't really been a problem with that. There's a small police presence, and there are security guards from the various buildings around. Overwhelming.
No fenced off protest zones you're required to stand
inside. No fences have gone up yet. And nobody really wants to come outside. It's too cold. Too cold to oppress today.
What's the temperature on the street like out there?
I think without the wind chill, it's probably about 30, but with the wind chill, it's probably 5 to 10, something like that.
Okay. Well, geez, that is cold.
It is. It's really chilly.
Do you see any of the corporate media there today?
I was interviewed by someone from Bloomberg News, and I believe it looks like there are a few different corporate reporters out there.
How about C-SPAN?
They're not labeled. They're not going around with big signs today. But
I've talked to them several times recently, and they say they don't want their trucks marked because it just gets them more thrashed when there's a riot. So like those plain white trucks now, I guess.
Ooh, I see a couple of plain white vans. I haven't really registered. I'm inside a convenience store right now, just kind of so I can get out of the wind. And there are a couple of Federal Protective Service police cars right in front here, but there really hasn't been too much dialogue between the demonstrators and the police so far.
Well, hopefully if there's dialogue, it's positive dialogue.
Exactly, yeah. Whatever that means.
Your chance to win their hearts and minds.
Yeah, right.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak with me or
I kind of broke away from the crowd to be able to talk to you without the wind. I will go ask some folks, and if they want to give you a call, I'll have them do it.
That's great, and if you want, it can be on my nickel. I'll take a collect call, too,
whatever works out
good for you guys.
This is on my office's nickel right now. So
okay,
that's even better.
If we can do it on the corporate nickel, even better.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, you want to wrap that up with tell me who you are again and what IMC?
Yeah, sure. This is Rolando de Aguiar with the Philadelphia IMC in Washington, D.C. on Friday, March 22nd.
Okay, you angels, give them hell.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.